What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And, Fine, how do you do to you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Lots of news in the news today, so let's get right on it. What do you say?
All righty.
It's time for You Choose the News, the game show at the top of the hour where we've already chosen the news and we think you're going to like it. All right. Why is everybody down on me? That's the first story.
Okay.
The second story is save a family, get billed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the third story is we may have found Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, really?
Yep.
All right, where's Bigfoot?
Bigfoot apparently is in Issaquah, Washington, which makes sense. That is one of the largest forest areas out there in the U.S., largely undeveloped and, well, in this case, the story is not anything undeveloped at all. But a mother bear in Washington State was filmed digging through a resident's trash, and get this, then running off on her hind legs while clutching a bag of garbage. So the bear goes dumpster diving, right?
Yeah, right.
Picks off the lid, grabs the bag of garbage, and then walks away holding the garbage in her front paws while walking on her back paws.
Walking.
All those stories of the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, the abominable snowman in other regions may very well be bears just simply dumpster diving.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to watch the video a little bit here. The video posted to a fan group on Facebook was filmed through a neighbor's window and shows the bear digging through the outside trash.
But then walking away.
And
so we think that perhaps that all these others where we see and
you know, people say something. All the time, a Bigfoot, right? Okay. Go ahead, use his professional name.
Okay.
But. It seems to me that they all say, are you sure it wasn't a bear? And people say, I know the form of a bear. They walk on four legs.
Right.
Yeah, they can stand up and go, rawr.
But they don't walk around
like
that.
But they walk around on the back legs.
Right.
Apparently they do when they go grocery shopping. Just saying.
Grocery shopping.
It could be. Yeah.
This is their grocery shopping look.
Of course, the Department of Fish and Wildlife Sergeant Kim Chandler says it was distressing to see that the resident's trash was not properly secured. It is your fault that we have discovered Bigfoot.
Oh.
All right.
Maybe now they're going to find her.
Yeah. Why is everybody down on me?
All right.
Save a family, get a bill.
Let's do Eeyore.
Eeyore. Well, in this case, it's not Eeyore, it's Airbnb. You familiar with the rental space?
Yeah. Temporary little vacation rentals, right?
Yep. In 2013, the new owners of a four-unit Spanish-style building in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Fairfax evicted their tenants. The residents, some of whom had lived there for decades, had been paying between $1,600 and $2,600 a month. A few weeks later, the same apartments popped up on Airbnb. The landlords were charging around $500 a night.
Ding, ding, ding.
Practically every major U.S. city is struggling with how to handle the boom of short-term rentals. Most have enacted or are considering regulations for services like Airbnb. Critics of sites like Airbnb have long claimed that the services remove affordable housing from the market by turning rentable apartments into unofficial year-round hotels. A drop in supply can mean higher rents for remaining apartments. Hotel industry groups are also upset at the loss of revenue. Airbnb claims its site primarily offers economic lifeline to help residents pay their bills, rent, or a mortgage. This week, Los Angeles started to take action against rent-controlled apartments that have been illegally converted into short-term rentals. The city filed criminal charges against the Fairfax building owners and civil cases against three other building owners. Five of the displaced tenants filed a lawsuit against the owner and Airbnb in December. So apparently it's a big, hairy deal that, you know, you buy a building, it's got four different, two duplexes or something to that effect. You kick out the tenants that have been sometimes living there for years, decades, in order to get $500 a day on Airbnb.
Right. If I can do a day, I could do that every day. But you're right. There are.
Well, and you only have to do it 4 or 5 days. In order to make a profit.
Cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? And we've all seen that. Some different, when a big sporting event comes to town or if you live near a place that has high tourism, you could rent out your place for 1 or 2 weeks,
yeah.
Cover the entire expense. Not so different than buying and having a home up in the mountains or a beach house, right, that you rent out all the time. Right?
No, it's not, except that that's your home.
Yeah.
There's the difference.
Yeah.
And turning your home into cash while you're not there is different than displacing
other people out of their
apartments
home.
Designated and zoned
for
this. So, good luck with that. Save a family, get a bill.
All right, what's that all about?
In Sacramento, a Sacramento-area man saves a family in a car wreck and later gets billed by the first responders. Fair Oaks' Derek DeAnda thought he was doing a good deed when he pulled over to rescue a man and his children after their van rolled over in an accident. The local Sacramento Emergency Services unit had not arrived yet, so DeAnda busted the windshield of the vehicle that was already rolled on its side so that the family could crawl out away from the car and danger. I pulled up right as it happened, he told CBS Sacramento. There was a guy standing there inside the van because it was on its side holding a 2-year-old infant. Mr. DeAnda stopped at the scene, immediately went to work to remove the windshield so that he could help the family out of the vehicle.
Wow.
I'm sure the family took great solace in knowing that Mr. DeAnda, a perfect stranger, was there. Due to his heroic actions, the family got out safely. But in the process of freeing them, DeAnda received what he calls, quote, a small scrape on his hand. He was given a bottle of water to rinse it and his pulse checked by the emergency technicians who arrived later.
Okay.
However, he found out a few weeks later that that tiny injury may cost him nearly $150.
Why?
A couple of months later, I get a bill for $143 for a bottle of water. Makes you wonder why people don't stop and help at an accident scene. All I can say is the look on the man's face when I was able to break that windshield and get him and his kids out of the vehicle was all the thanks I needed. I was glad I was able to help. But now I have a bill, and they won't let it go.
A bill?
The first responders billed him for the water.
And okay, so what is this? No good deed goes unpunished?
Kind of seems that way, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
And I know there was a while, like the Good Samaritan law, where you stop to help somebody. And I don't know. See, you're trying to help, but maybe
you ought to receive a commendation for that.
Yeah,
you ought to. You know, save the family.
People would say, "I didn't want to be saved, right? I didn't want help." Okay.
Well, this family wanted to be saved, and everything went according to plan, except he got there before the first responders did, and in the process got cut They gave him a bottle of water to pour over the wound and charged him $143 for it.
Oh.
Somebody got to pay for something.
Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah, so now it's going to get out. If you help, there's a fine
if,
for that.
If you help him get hurt, yeah. Hmm. And then bonus round. That's exactly right. Something's missing, and we'll find out what. In Jingzhen, China, on June 24th, perplexed traffic police pulled over a semi-truck after they noticed it was missing some important components. Its front wheels.
It was driving with it?
Driving without its front wheels. A video filmed on June 12th, a stretch of road in Jingzhen province, shows a police officer pulling over the vehicle after it was seen driving without its front wheels. The driver reportedly told police that the truck was in a crash in another province. He was driving it home for repairs. It was unclear whether or not the driver was ticketed, but, oh boy, how did they steer?
All right,
that's
well,
what I want to know.
Did it have...
It's a semi, so it's got back
18
wheels.
Of them, right?
Well,
18 of
they've
them.
Got the back side. I don't know. I don't think it's that kind of semi, but they've got the back wheels to the trailer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they've got the back wheels to the cab.
Uh-huh.
But the front wheels, last time I checked,
yeah,
are the ones that do the steering. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, folks. But that's in the news. So you choose the news here on the Experience Bros Radio Show. We've got better things ahead, I promise. This is the home of positive business talk. We're glad that you are here. Angel and Eric on the Experience Bros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. So, you're thinking about jumping off the 9 to 5, maybe starting your own business? Whoa, hold on. We need to talk to our next guest first.
Right. If you want to learn from an unusual likely source to teach us all about entrepreneurship, I'm going to paint a little picture for you. A decade ago, Cleveland, Ohio was a struggling post-industrial landscape. Jobs were scarce. The region experienced an exodus of manufacturing jobs and, in turn, in population.
Mm-hmm.
Flash forward to today, you'll find a much brighter and more diverse picture in the Buckeye State. Northeast Ohio is a burgeoning hub of entrepreneurship as its startups have generated more than $1.4 billion in economic impact in 2015. And they've created more than 10,000 new jobs over the past 10 years. And a lot of it has to do with this event, the Startup Scale Up 2016. It's an all-day festival-style event designed to celebrate the growth of Northeast Ohio's entrepreneurial ecosystem. And behind that is Ray Leach, the founding CEO of Jumpstart, Ohio-based nonprofit venture development organization. They've gained national best-in-class reputation for their innovative economic development models. And also with us is Emily Mendel, the VP of Communications of Polaris Partners Venture Capital. The two of them are here to discuss some of the biggest roadblocks faced by would-be entrepreneurs and what business owners can do to attract investors and how women and minorities are finally being more fairly represented. Ray Leach, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And Emily Mendel, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, very nice to have both of you with us. Let's start. You know, the economic recovery of Ohio in general and Northeast Ohio, East Ohio is remarkable. You know, people are thinking nationwide about jumping off that 9 to 5 and starting their own business. Ray, do you have a piece of advice that maybe you would give a would-be entrepreneur?
Yeah, I'd say the most important component is that individual or the team they're working with needs to have a plan. They need to be able to clearly and simply articulate what their goals and objectives are, what they're trying to accomplish, what the competition looks like, how they're going to finance that business. And then for a work like Jumpstart, we're looking for businesses that can scale. All entrepreneurs are great, and you know, Jumpstart helps all different kinds of entrepreneurs. But from an economic development point of view, we're really, really focused on companies that can create dozens, ultimately hundreds and thousands of jobs in places like Ohio and across the United States.
You know, we hear all the time that small business is the backbone of the economy and that you guys have taken this entrepreneurship model and had a complete turnaround, really, in the economics of Ohio. you know, getting people to start their own business, Ray, what if they weren't entrepreneurs before? How do you kind of inspire and say, okay, we've got this and you've got what it takes and we're going to give you all the resources and tools. How do you get them to jump into entrepreneurship?
Well, I think one of the most compelling ways that that happens is they see their neighbors doing it. And I think whether it was Northeast Ohio in the 90s and the early 2000s or the rest of the country in the economic downturn, I think the country is going through a cultural transformation around business. And in places like Cleveland, frankly, there's many, many, many workers in Cleveland in the up till the 90s who didn't really know many entrepreneurs because it was such a large company and large-driven economy. Now, being an entrepreneur in Cleveland is cool. It is the thing that individuals, workers, kids coming out of college, and even boomers, maybe who've retired out of their career are now creating whole new careers based on entrepreneurship. So I think so much of what's going on in places like Cleveland is cultural. And now, Cleveland was just recently named the ninth most friendliest city for entrepreneurs in the United States. And if someone had told me 10 years ago that would be the case, I would never have believed them.
Well, you put your finger right on it, Ray. We're going through the country is going through a cultural revolution as it relates to the perception of and execution of small businesses. I think it started in 2008 when the recession kind of rolled in and we started to see people deciding to opt out of the recession. I'm going to make this thing work whether you say I should or not. Emily, you're on the other side of this thing. You're looking for people to invest in. And so what are your pieces of advice to somebody who's getting ready to start up? And what does a venture capitalist specifically look for? What do those sharks in that tank really want?
Sure. I'd like to say that if you have an idea that you think is going to change the world, venture capital is probably for you. Venture capitalists like to invest in innovation, things that are going to change from a technology perspective, from a life sciences perspective, changing the way we really live and work. So a good example is if you have a dry cleaning store and you want to open two and have three or four more dry cleaning stores, you might want to get a microloan or a small business loan. But if you have a new way to do dry cleaning that's going to change the way dry cleaning is done, that's a potential venture capital.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense.
Great explanation for that of where that fits in. And so you guys then are on the cutting edge of what people are bringing to you, some of the greatest trends and biggest things. You're probably one of the first ones that see some of these great innovations, and because of your investment in them, we get to see them to fruition. Is that right, Emily?
Absolutely. Some companies that are venture-backed that you would be familiar with, obviously Facebook, Apple, Intel, Uber, and going way, way back, Federal Express was venture-backed. They were one of the first venture-backed companies back in the day. So we get to see things way before they are actually brought to market. It's a fascinating place to be.
Well, Ray, let me ask you this. You've got this thing coming up, Startup Scale Up. What is the event, and how do people find more information about it?
So Startup Scale Up is a street festival event that Jumpstart hosts every year in Cleveland. We'll have a couple thousand entrepreneurs at the sessions tomorrow that'll run about 8 hours, and we'll have about 40 different information sessions. And the name is very intentional, and to your listeners, I want to emphasize my organization, jumpstartinc.org, is where you can learn more about us. Our original founding was all around tech startups, and we've invested in about 80 tech startups in Northeast Ohio when they were really, really, really young, and then those companies evolve and grow, and firms like Polaris Partners out of Boston invest in those firms. But the scale-up portion is equally important, and that is because we're also working with established entrepreneurs who want to grow their businesses. And maybe in some cases, venture capital is appropriate for them, but for other cases, maybe a bank loan is the kind of access to capital tool they need to scale their business.
You
so
bet.
Again, at the end of the day, communities all across the country need to do two things. They need to figure out a way to create more startup businesses, and then secondarily, equally important, particularly in the near term. They've got to figure out how to help the local businesses that are already established. How do you help those businesses grow? Because one of the big challenges in startups over the long run is, Ray, it takes time for those businesses to scale to create jobs.
Ray, we agree with you. We got to go to a commercial break. But thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. StartupScaleUp.org. Get involved if you're in that Northeast Ohio corridor. And we do appreciate them for joining us. Good stuff. We'll be back right after these messages, folks.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information, 1-800-283-7960. That's 1-800-283-7960.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medication. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one, they're comfortable, and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. That's 800-296-1257.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. I used to work in the nonprofit arena, and one of the things that nonprofits almost always need to do is to raise funds, right?
Yes.
Well, one of the best ways that I've ever found to raise funds involves getting an auction going. One of the best ways to get an auction going is to not do it yourself.
We've all seen, right? We've been to those auctions where they have like the chairman of the board or somebody try to kind of rally the crowd to raise money, right? And we've all been to where there's a professional auctioneer who's got the crowd excited, who, you know, feels the crowd, knows the timing of it all. And of course, when you are in a nonprofit, every fundraising dollar counts. And you've got the attention of your audience. You've brought them together. Take advantage of it. Well, we brought in our expert today from Affordable Auctioneering, Bryce Elliman. He started his company, and he's the owner of this new and diverse profession, he says. Bryce uses his military background from the United States Marine Corps as a driving force in being able to support his clients with a positive and bearing drive to solve their problems. A member of the Colorado Auctioneers Association and also elected to sit on the board of directors for a two-year term at the 2016 CAA convention. Bryce, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing fantastic, Bryce. So professional auctioneering, easy to get into?
It's very easy to get into if you have the money. All you have to do is pay and go to school.
All right. So what kind of challenges have you experienced in your process of, because you are not a newbie by any stretch of the imagination. You're well-established and well-credentialed. What challenges have you faced in your line of work?
Advertising, being able to get out there and have people find out who Bryce Elliman is.
We got here as quickly as we could.
Yes.
Are there a lot of professional auctioneers?
In the professional, under the National Auctioneers Association, which I'm a proud member of, there's 4,000 people that are credited as being auctioneers. But if you were to take a look at across the country, there's probably well over 500,000 people that say they're auctioneers.
They say they're auctioneers.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So, but there's a difference between the accreditation. It's kind of like between a realtor and a real estate agent.
Yes. That's a very good analogy.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. All right. So what kind of difference does it really make in a charity event when you have somebody who is professionally trained versus, you know, the chairman of the board who's kind of
Eric.
Nice?
Or Eric. Right. Well, Eric would do a great host. Job because he's good with the crowd.
Eric but, struggles.
Well, he once was. We were at an event, and this is kind of a personal, you know, personal testimony, where they said, hey, Eric, could you stand up? Like, here we are at the event. Could you do the, you know, the live auction? We have, like, five items to auction off. And because Eric's got a voice and he's got a presence, he seemed like the perfect fit. Well, of course, you know, lesser of evils. We didn't have a professional, so we had Eric, right? And he probably was the best choice in the room. But what's the difference when you when you actually have somebody who knows what they're doing and can work the crowd and feel the crowd out?
It's a very good question, Angel, and to answer that is very simple. As an auctioneer, we know exactly what we're doing as far as fair market value on the items that are there to be sold that evening. So we do our due diligence. We look up to find out how much everything costs. We sit down with the nonprofit or whoever is running the show
sure.
and say, okay, this is how much money you need to raise tonight. This is how much... These are the items that you have, and this is how much money we need to try to raise. So it's not just shooting off the hip and going up there and going, oh, God, I hope I make $10,000 tonight.
Which we all do,
when
right?
When you're trying to raise $1 million.
Yeah, and hope is not a plan. All right, Bryce, you know what we have to do? We have to auction off that.
We don't. No, we don't have to auction off. No, we don't have to.
Because it features him in his best light. So clear your throat, mister. And that silver cup right there is what we're auctioning. Go for it.
There we go on the Yeti, like Yeti cup, $5,000. $5,000 will be $5,000. Now will be $6,000. Now $7,000 will be $7,000. Now $8,000. Now $9,000.
$12,000.
Now will be $15,000. $15,000 will be $15,000. Sold it to Eric Reamer for $12,000.
All right.
It's funny. We make him turn that on every time we talk to you.
And every time we talk to him, he gets business because of it.
Right. Okay. So Bryce, advertising, auctioneer services. Where do charities typically look for your services at?
They can look for services on my website. My website at www.affordableauctioneering.com.
All right. So what has been like your best way to find, way to market your business? What's been the best thing you've ever done?
The best thing I have ever done, and here it comes, sign up to be on Experience Pros.
No, that's not, okay. that wasn't written
it was not.
Even planned. That's kind of
I've gotten business by being on this radio show. I've gotten business by being a part of a great bunch of entrepreneurial people that help people.
Yeah.
So I've gotten business from people that are real estate agents and yep. people that are plumbers. So
we're a community here at Experience Pros that does first, as a cultural matter of fact, support each other before we go after what's good for us. And so and you're a part of that. You've not only gotten business, but you've given business and a lot of business, Bryce, and I love that. The nonprofits that are now thinking about the holidays and whatnot, they need to call you now, right? What's the number where they can reach out to you?
They can get me at 720-229-5832.
Do it again.
720-229-5832.
Nice. All right, so if their event isn't until the holidays, obviously they want to get you on their calendar so they book you up. But what other benefit is it to bringing you in this early in the stage of this, their planning?
Very good question, Angel. The sooner that you can get a seasoned auctioneer on your side, the better, because he's going to provide you with all the necessary information to be able to find sponsors, to find ways to find your venues for your catering, everything that you need to do. So you want to have that professional in your court as quickly as possible.
Okay, so I have a question. What do you think about the paddle raise? Is that the right way to call that? We've got the live auctioneer, the live items are over, but then afterwards they do this thing. I call it a paddle raise. Is there an official term for it?
It's called a fan, a fund, a need. So at the end of the auction,
right.
those people that have not been able to win an item in the silent auction or in the live auction.
But came with cash, right.
came there to support the nonprofit. This is the way that they can do that. So the auctioneer, once again, in advance, we need to know how much money we're going to raise. So I have an idea. During the live auction, I need to raise X amount of dollars, and in the fund a need, we're going to fund a certain aspect of the nonprofit.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we need to know, okay, we're going to raise X amount of dollars, and this is how we're going to do it. So I'll go up there, and my personality completely changes from the auctioneering phase to the fund a need, because that's where we become serious, saying, folks.
Heartstrings.
Exactly,
yeah.
Eric. We want to get out there and we want to touch the heart of those people and say, remember why you came here today,
that's right.
and please help out our nonprofit.
You were telling me a story about somebody who said, "No, we don't do that part of it." And you were able to talk them into the benefits of it. And how much did they end up raising?
$35,000.
Additional.
And yeah. They had done it for the last 3 years. They had auctioneers, and the auctioneers said, please let me do this fund a need. No, we're just not going to be able to do that. So
yeah, $35,000 is a game changer in a lot of nonprofits. Bryce, one last question as time is about ready to escape us. I don't know if there's a statistic for this, but is there a difference, a statistical difference of increase that a professional auctioneer brings to the table? You have a pro come, and you're likely to see a 10% increase in your funding, something like that?
I've actually talked to several other auctioneers, and it's upwards of 40%.
Wow.
It can be even more than 40%.
Well, if it were you and me doing the same auction, it would be upward of 400%. I know that for a fact. You really know your stuff. AffordableAuctioneering.com is the website. What's the phone number again?
720-229-5832.
One more time.
720-229-5832.
Folks, if you want to get that nonprofit thing, or if you're established as a board member of a nonprofit, call Bryce one more time on the phone number, please.
720-229-5832.
There it is.
And he's available nationwide.
AffordableAuctioneering.com. Don't go anywhere, folks. More positive business talk just on the other side of this. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. If you think this show is sexy, tell somebody about it.
I'm going to get you deleted.
What?
What?
What have I done to you this time?
No, no, no. We've got some subject lines that will get your emails deleted immediately.
Oh, subject lines. So these are, you're going to give me some ideas of things that I shouldn't put in a subject line?
Mm-hmm, that they are so awful that almost everyone deletes them immediately, completely unread.
My head goes to a different place when you say they're so awful, but let's find out how awful they are.
Well, I mean, what's the point of sending an email?
Get it opened.
Get it open, right?
Have people read it.
Have people read it and hopefully respond to it.
Yes.
So if you're sending an email that nobody opens, they're not going to read it. They're obviously not going to respond to it. You have wasted your time.
Okay.
You have wasted my time. You are awful.
I haven't wasted your time yet, but we're working on it.
All right. So here's some subject lines. And we probably have all been on the receiving end of them. Tell me if you would delete this.
I'm wondering if I've been on the typing end of them.
On the typing end of them, probably. Yeah. Are you missing out? ?
Oh, the motivation there is to create the impression that opportunity will pass me by if I don't open the email. You know what I do?
Delete.
I look at that tired phrase and hit delete.
Can I pick your brain?
Oh, let me just tell you, it doesn't just limit itself to emails. If you say that phrase, pick your brain, you immediately go to the top of the, you just gave me the willies list.
Right.
Stop picking my brain.
Yeah, no.
You want to pay for my time? Absolutely. Let's talk about it.
How about this one? Hi. Do you ever just use the word hi in your subject line or hello in your subject line? I've seen people do that.
I have.
It's supposed to sound.
It's usually just when I'm very familiar with somebody.
Right? Yeah. It's supposed to sound like it's from a long lost friend, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very familiar. But they say it's been used so frequently for spam in other negative industries, illicit industries.
Yeah.
It usually gets caught in the spam filter. And if it does get through, delete.
Uh-huh.
How about this? I want you.
Oh, I write that all the time.
Do you say that? I want
no.
you. Do you get that all the time?
I want you to want me.
I want you. The idea here is to help people feel important and wanted. However, one, we are not desperate. And two, why would you care? Why would I care what you want?
Delete. Yeah. Let's come back and visit that one in a little bit.
Why?
Because I want to.
You want to?
I want you.
Do you want to?
I want to.
You would open up and I want you.
I know.
You would. You wouldn't delete it. You would open it.
Well, it depends on who it's from.
Well, look at that.
If it's from Tony, no, I'm not opening that.
Okay, how about this one? These are subject lines that will get your email deleted immediately. All caps, important news, exclamation point.
All right, let's start with the all caps screaming and partly the exclamation point. The mere senders need to label his or her email as important. Tells me that it's likely to be actually trivial. Delete.
How about having their first name in the subject line?
As the only part of the subject line.
Well, even if it is included in the subject line.
It's a field. It's a
right?
mail
It's
merch.
Supposed to seem as if it's handcrafted, yeah. right? But everybody knows how to put the first name in there.
Especially if it's in the example that they've given here in this article, which is Jeffrey, when everybody calls him Jeff.
How about this? Email subject lines to get your email deleted immediately. Limited time only.
That time has passed. Delete.
Monthly newsletter. Right? It's like there's nothing in here I need.
Right.
So off we go. The assumption here is that I've been waiting anxiously for the next issue of the newsletter. Putting the actual month isn't any better. Delete.
Now, have you ever used this one? Open and save.
I have actually put save this email in an email subject line.
Right.
When it has instructions and
yes.
That you're going to need to recall later mm-hmm. to help you remember, save this because you're going to need this later.
I wonder how many people are deleting that.
But they say they don't see it a lot because it sounds so desperate. As a general rule, if you've got to beg people to read something, it isn't worth reading. Delete.
Satisfaction guaranteed, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Any subject line with multiple exclamation points isn't worth opening. I have an exclamation point.
Ish. Yeah.
I don't like them.
No.
I don't like them in a box. I don't like them. I will create my own excitement. Thank you very much.
Well, and if you open that thing up and there's a bunch of hokey sales talk, you've got an email that nobody's ever going to want to read again. Delete.
How about this one? Take a look.
Take a look at what?
Well, it's supposed to pique your curiosity.
Oh.
So, however, is anybody with the intelligence of an 8-year-old knows that whatever's in that email is not interesting enough to look at. Delete. Urgent.
Not. Delete.
We want your feedback.
Oh, well, you might get it.
I'm supposed to feel complimented that somebody wants my opinion, but instead I just feel annoyed that the sender's asking me to spend my valuable time helping them improve my business. Delete.
I sense that the Jeffrey James here has received a few of these that's caused him to be a little more cynical than most.
But here's some effective ways to actually get people to open up your email.
Actually,
I can't read it from here. I'm going to have to
say Jeffrey says,
actually, there are some great email subject lines where people are encouraging people to open them up, where it doesn't sound just like a newsletter, actually has some information in there, piques their curiosity, but not too much that it sounds like you're fishing, right? And hooking, trying to overfish and overhook them.
Right.
So
here are those email things that will help you increase your opening. Learn about your audience with a survey. The best way to improve your marketing efforts is to better understand your audience. Just once a quarter, not mass emails, right? But once a quarter, offer out an opportunity to hear from your audience. What's the best way to know what your customers are looking for? Ask them.
Right, and then give them something.
Yeah.
Make it worthwhile. If I'm going to take the time to open up your email, what's in it for me? And you think, well, I'm giving you all this information and I'm sharing. Well, I didn't need that, right? But what's the prize? Not information isn't the prize. I want an actual prize for getting ready to open up your email.
You ever get distracted?
I do.
Heather Morgan says, these four emails kind of help you with increasing your online sales. The second one is fight customer distraction with cart abandonment emails. Are you still with us? Good. The average person gets one interruption every 8 minutes, and the average employee gets interrupted 56 times a day. So send an email saying, hey, just looking at you left something in your cart. Can we help you?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.